Hey you guys, this is Navik. I'm gonna talk to you about some Ojibwe moin, okay? So listen up. Anin, pegish mino yayik, and get the shindan minoa, get the way winning on. This is Navik, and I'm gonna talk about language, and we're gonna talk about different ways of speaking today, like how a voice sounds, perhaps. And yeah, let's just get started, eh? One of the common words that people are going to use when talking about someone speaking would be ga gi gitu or gi gitu. Ga gi gitu. And this is a good place to start when someone ga gi gitu, when they're just talking. They're speaking at length of something. Ga gi gitu. And when you gi gitu, you're speaking, but it's not as long as ga gi gitu. You're talking like I'm talking now. I'm going to go on now for 10 minutes. But gi gitu is just you talk a little bit. Okay. It also can be to call somebody. But in this case, ga gi gitu, he or she is talking. And what we're going to do today is we're going to take a little bit different tack on this. And what you're going to notice that all of the words that I'm going to introduce today end with owe. Owe. And what we're doing is we're just describing a person's voice. You know, those kind of words that end with owe. And there are others that talk about somebody's tail. But those are not the words I'm talking about today. So we're going to talk about how somebody sounds when they talk. So the first one I want to introduce to you is bagakowe. Bagakowe. And when we use this phrase, we're talking about the he or she has a clear voice, a clear sounding voice. Bagakowe. So the kowe is talk, or the owe is talking about someone's voice. The bagak, it's clear, it's easily discernible what somebody is saying. Bagakowe. So when you say that, you're talking about how someone sounds. And again, like in my others, you can slap tenses on here. Gi bagakowe a'awe nini. That man sound was, he has a clear voice. Gi bagakowe. And it also can be if somebody's singing or making any kind of vocal utterance. Bagakowe. Gi bagakowe, win. He's got a clear voice, him. Okay. Or he does not have a clear voice. Gawin. Bagakowe si. Gawin bagakowe si. Or he did not have a clear voice. Gawin gi bagakowe si. Gawin gi bagakowe si. Okay, bagakowe, to have a clear sounding voice. All right. So we could also use, put the we tense on there. We bagakowe. He will have a clear sounding voice. You know, maybe you're talking about at a later time after his voice changes, or after he's over with a sickness. We bagakowe ishkwa kuzit, after he's sick. Okay, when he's done being sick, I should say. Or perhaps they have a soft voice. Beitowe. Beitowe. Someone has a soft sounding voice, like, you know, you can't hear them that well. And a lot of times, like with one of my teachers, one of the things I noticed, like I was having a hard time hearing him. And I remember him giving me a teaching of, you know, that's how you are taught to listen, is, you know, we don't yell, we're not loud when we talk. In other cultures, you know, it's accepted to be loud. You walk into a room loud, you know, everybody's, you know, like when I go down to the cities, I notice that, oh my God, everybody's just loud. They talk so loud, and I'm used to people not being quite as loud as, you know, that's the norm there. But for us, you know, that's a value of ours, that we're not loud and obnoxious. So beitowe is a very good thing to have a soft voice. And it also forces us to actively listen. be doing. So if you're gonna if he did have a soft voice, or he did not have a soft voice. Again, we use our gawin gawin gipe toe si. I'm not quite sure when you would use that phrase, but you might. So far we have bagakowe, to have a clear voice, be the way, to have a soft voice, and we can also have minnowe is to have a nice sounding voice. Okay, and again, this is speaking or singing or any vocal utterance. Minnowe. Gi minnowe kwe. That lady had a nice sounding voice. Gi minnowe. She did. Okay. We minnowe ishkwa mi jian omashkiki. You're going to have a nice sounding voice after you finish this medicine. We minnowe. So, she did not have a nice voice. Gawin gi minnowe si. Gawin gi minnowe si. Here, she didn't have a nice voice. Again, we see gawin and si bracketing the action. And the action in this case is minnowe, to have a nice voice. Or in this case, gi minnowe, had a nice voice. He or she. Gawin gi minnowe si. She did not have a nice voice. Now remember, these phrasings that you're getting are 1 in 100 that of how it can be said. So when you're offered a different way of saying things, grab it, use it, make sure you ask, ani ne shibakanakin o no ikadun, and how are these two phrases different? Okay, and why would, am I using this one? Is it inappropriate for this situation? Okay? So then you have clear understanding. So another way that a person can talk is fast, right? And that could be said, dadatabowe. Dadatabowe. Okay? Meaning someone speaks in a fast manner. Okay? And it's kind of tough to keep up with. One of my first one of my most beloved teachers, he's no longer with us anymore, but when I first met him, he talked really fast, and it was hard for me to catch what he was saying. Gida Tabowe Ojibwe Mot. And he would speak really quickly in Ojibwe. And then I noticed, wait, that's the way he talks in English too. He just has a fast cadence. Gida da Tabowe Awinini. So that's the application of Dada Tabowe. So gi dadatabowe, we dadatabowe. He wants to talk fast. And we add the gawin. Gawin gi dadatabowe si. Gawin we dadatabowe si. Okay, so you have both tenses there, and the gawin and si making it not happen. Gawin we dadatabowe si. She does not want to talk fast. Okay? So last one I want to introduce to you is guayakowe. Guayakowe. So when someone guayakowe, they speak correctly. And, and it also can be understood as speaking truthfully as well. Guayakowe. There's the oe, talking about how somebody sounds. Guayakowe. Like they speak correctly. Perhaps they have very proper speech. Gi koyakoe, she spoke clearly, correctly, or however you want to say that. Okay. Gi koyakoe, we koyakoe. He wants to speak. He wishes to speak correct. Gawin koyakoe si. Ha'au nini wish. That old worthless guy, he doesn't speak correctly. Gawin koyakoe si. Okay, that's some terrible gossipy kind of language there. So hopefully you're not using that too much. Gawin gi koyakoe si. He didn't speak correctly. So those are a few words talking about how someone sounds when they talk. Mio o bangi wa tishindaman nungo miigwech aapuchi bizindawig. Ngwae koe na.